there. Welcome back to another episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Riker, and I'm so happy to be here with you. When you're listening to this episode, when it comes out, you are in the right place if you are interested in creating your first online course, because enrollment for my new program, Blissful Biz Launchpad, is open, where I teach you how to create and sell a starter online course in just 6 weeks, even when you have a teeny tiny email list and are starting from scratch. You get all the templates, fill in the blank swipe files for your emails and sales page, for example, Canva layouts for your workbooks or slide decks and social media posts, tech tutorials, really everything you need to take action and save a ton of time. You really get a step-by-step plan, and I promise you can totally create and sell your online course in just 6 weeks. You can save $300 when you sign up before midnight, Wednesday, March 29th. There are also some amazing bonuses included, so check it out. Go to susannariker.com/launchpad to get all the details. And when you're like, I like the idea of an online course, but what should I create? What should be the price? Or should I start a membership? This episode is for you, my friend. Let's talk about what types of digital products are there and what are the pros and cons, so you can figure out what is right for you and your business right now. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Riker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. If you've been thinking about creating an online course for a while, or maybe you're just starting to entertain the idea of adding a course to your business, then this is the perfect episode for you. So let's do this. I'm going to go through 5 types of digital products: the starter course, the spotlight course, the signature course, the high-ticket group coaching program, and the membership. Every type of these digital products can make you money, but what you should offer really depends on where you are in your business journey, what stage you're in. First, we have the starter course. A starter course is a really great place to start if you just want to get your feet wet and start your online business by creating a small online course. Typically, you'll offer a lower price point with your starter course, between $50 and $200. A great price point, I think, is $97. So you can sell 10 spots and make your first $970, which is amazing, right? It's a really great way to start. And it should be easy to create. A starter course should be just that, a start, and that doesn't only apply to you, but also to your students. This is not about putting everything you know into an online course with 6 modules and 20 plus lessons or more and sell it for a starter course price. Don't fall into this trap, because this is a very common mistake that new course creators make, that they put too much content into their course. We do this, and I've done that as well in the past, because we think it will make the course more valuable. But actually, it doesn't work that way. The value of your course, of your offer, lies in the promise, the transformation, or the result you are giving people. And then your job is to get your students from point A, where they are right now, to point B, the promised result, as fast as possible. People value getting results fast. They want a shortcut. Everybody is busy. Nobody has a lot of time. They don't want to learn everything, all the theory or background, for example, on how meditation works on the brain, when they just want to learn how to create a simple morning routine. They don't need to learn everything you know. They want the results. So, with a starter course, it's not about life-changing transformations. It's about creating momentum to get your students to the first step on their journey. There should be a next step. You want to be able to create offers with a higher price point that can follow your starter course. A starter course is not about giving them everything they need. A starter course is focused. It's about one specific problem. So here's some ideas, right? Meditation for beginners, puppy training when you're a dog trainer, or in my business, my niching course. My mini course Niche Bliss doesn't give you everything you need to build a six-figure online business. It's about finding your profitable niche, the first step when you're getting started. When you've never launched a digital product and you only have a tiny audience, creating a starter course is really great because it's not so overwhelming as creating your signature online course. You keep it simple and easy and fun, and you start to learn what your audience wants. You start to really get to know them and what they need and where they are having challenges. But what you also need to be aware of is that just selling a starter course for something like $97, it's not going to get you to six figures anytime soon. Unless you have a really big audience, and most of us don't start there, right? It might feel like a lot of effort for a small return. Still, I love it for when you're just getting started and you want to get your feet wet and create your first small online course. Or maybe you are in a position right now where you don't have a lot of time and energy that you can spend on creating a course, but you still want to get started. And also, to sell a starter course, you don't need a complicated launch, webinars, challenges, all those things. It's a lot easier to create and sell and create to experiment. By the way, creating and selling a starter course is what I teach you inside my new program, The Blissful Biz Launchpad. Go to susannereiker.com/launchpad to learn more, and I hope I see you inside. Next, we have the Spotlight course. A Spotlight course is a more in-depth course that focuses on a specific topic. Like, for example, how to get your family to eat a healthy breakfast when you are a nutritionist, or how to master arm balances when you teach yoga. Or in my business, my course Blissful Sales Accelerator is a typical Spotlight course where I teach one specific topic around your online business, selling. This type of digital product is designed to provide your audience with a detailed understanding of a particular subject. It's different from a signature course. We are going to look at that next, because it typically goes down deep into the layers of one very specific topic. Because it does for that, it's not a beginner, let's get started course, but it's a let's go deep into this topic course. And with that, you can charge more. A Spotlight course is usually priced higher than a starter course, between $200 and $500. And so you can generate a higher revenue with it, but it also requires a little bit more time and effort to create and also to sell. I like Spotlight courses because those kind of courses attract learners or students who are serious about a specific topic, and they are willing to invest in their education, which can lead to more engaged and committed students. And when they're more committed, they get better results. You get better testimonials. They get like bigger fans of you. Word of mouth increases, all those things. But just as with a starter course, be mindful of not overwhelming your students with too much information. Always remember that it's about getting them from point A to point B as fast as possible and to focus on the promised result. And I don't think it's where you should start in your business. Don't start with creating a spotlight course when you're just setting up your online business, because very often it's a bit of a dead end because it's about a specific topic. There's no automatic next step for your customers to take, right? I talk more about how to create an aligned product suite in my program, the Blissful Sales Accelerator. But what it comes down to is that I would recommend that you offer a starter course because it's easy to create and sell. And it's also a great first step for your customers. The low price point makes it a no-brainer purchase and they get to know you and your teaching style. And from there, you can lead them into your higher price offers. But when you have a spotlight course, nothing really leads there. It doesn't necessarily lead to another offer, right? And because of the higher price point and more specific topic, a spotlight course may also not appeal to as wide an audience as a starter course or a signature course. And when you only have a small audience, you don't want to reduce it even further. So instead of a spotlight course, I would recommend that you create a signature course. A signature course is a more comprehensive course that provides your audience with a bigger transformation or a complete understanding of your area of expertise. This type of digital product is designed to showcase your unique approach to a subject and provide your audience with everything they need to know. It's what you want to get known for, right? So for example, in my business, my new program, the Blissful Biz Launchpad, is kind of a signature course. Signature courses are usually created to offer a unique experience and approach to learning that can't be found anywhere else, which can set you apart from competitors and attract more students. So the Blissful Biz Launchpad is unique because of the clear step-by-step plan I give my students and the amount of templates, swipe files, and layouts to make creating and selling their online courses as easy as painting by numbers. And this means you can ask for a higher price point. A signature course is priced higher than a starter course or spotlight course. Their uniqueness and value proposition can justify the higher price point, leading to greater revenue. But of course, on the other hand, it normally requires more time and effort to create, and you need to have the expertise and experience to teach something that goes this deep. For example, when you have a proven method or system that you have taught one-on-one for years and you want to take this online, this is going to be your signature course and this is where you start. When you already have that kind of expertise and experience and you are already known for this method, don't waste your time creating a beginner course, a starter course. You use what you already have and create your signature course, and it will help you make a significant amount of money because you can sell it at a higher price point and generate more revenue. It can be a game changer for your business. Normally, you sell a signature course for anything between $500 and $3,000, and you provide more support and access to you. So, for example, with live rounds that include weekly Q&A calls or a student-only community, you add a workbook, all those things. This kind of deeper connection and support can help create a loyal community of students, leading to higher engagement and word-of-mouth marketing. But yeah, of course, it's more work and also harder to sell because it's a higher price point. I would do something like a 5-day challenge or a virtual retreat to sell a signature course where you can introduce your method in depth and invite participants to your course. But if you have a successful signature course, it can be life-changing. I still remember when I had my first launch where I generated over $25,000 selling a $1,000 course after I only made between $1,000 and $5,000 with my launches before that because I only had small online courses that I sold at a lower price point. So yeah, it's more work, but in my opinion, definitely worth it. When you sell something for at least $1,000, you're going to see your revenue increase so much, and that allows you to invest back into your business, to hire support, to maybe hire a copywriter, to really grow, right? And yeah, so this is where I want to get you. This is where I want to get you to create a signature course that you sell for $1,000 or more. You don't need a bunch of digital products to be successful in your online business. One signature course can get you to 6 figures or even 7 figures. The fourth type of digital product is a high-ticket group coaching program or a mastermind group. It's pretty much the same thing. I don't know. Some people make differences there. For me, it's pretty much the same thing, but I like high ticket or group coaching program a lot more because I think it explains it a little bit better. This type of digital product is designed to provide your audience with really deep support and guidance and community. For example, if you are a life coach, you can create a group coaching program that helps people achieve their goals. In my business, the Blissful Biz Incubator is my high-ticket group coaching program. It's 6 months and it includes video trainings, how to elevate your brand and message, create your digital offers and grow your audience and sell more, and also one-on-one calls with me, personal feedback and critique, weekly calls, and a community of like-minded entrepreneurs. This kind of program is priced higher than other types of courses, and it requires ongoing engagement with your audience. However, it can generate a really significant amount of revenue and help you build a loyal community. And I also think it's very gratifying to work with customers on such a deep and personal level. They are definitely much more invested and committed to doing the work and showing up because of the higher price point. And that means they get results. And yeah, you're going to have a deeper relationship with them, which I love. But normally, this is not where you start. You work up to that. You need to have the expertise to demand such a high price point. A high ticket program for me starts at $3,000 and can go to $25,000 or more. The sky is the limit here. So you need to have the expertise, audience, trust, and the business foundation that allows you to deliver this level of support. And finally, we have the membership program. A membership program is a recurring subscription that provides your audience with exclusive content and access to your expertise, and that you sell for anything from $9 per month to $200 per month or more. There are really no rules here. This type of digital product is designed to provide ongoing value to your audience and generate recurring revenue as well for your business. So for example, if you are a yoga teacher, you can create a membership program that provides your audience with exclusive videos, live classes, and personalized guidance. A membership requires ongoing engagement with your audience and the creation of new content. However, it can provide a stable source of income for your business. Memberships offer the potential for ongoing, predictable revenue as members pay a recurring fee to access your content and services. The biggest problem I see with memberships is that very often they are offered at a low price point, so you don't make a lot of money when you only have a small audience, and people underestimate the work to create fresh content continuously and the marketing required to get new members, because of course people leave a membership all the time. That's called the churn rate. Everyone who has a membership knows about the churn rate, and it's your biggest enemy. People leaving your membership all the time, and it can be really hard to just replace the people who are leaving with new members. I had a membership a few years ago, the Blissful Biz Hive, and it was successful with over 100 members. I think even like nearly 200 members. But because they paid only around $27 per month, I only made less than $3,000 per month or so with it. And it was a lot of work creating new content, marketing, answering support questions. So when you compare that to selling, for example, a signature online course that you sell for $1,000, you only need to sell 3 per month to make that amount of money. And you only need to create other content one time, right? So in my mind, it just makes a lot more sense to sell a signature course or program instead of a low-priced membership. And if you're thinking about offering a membership, I want you to be really strategic about it and create a solid plan about what kind of content you want to offer, what the support will be like, and how you will market it. Another kind of membership that I am looking into right now is to offer a year-long membership instead of a subscription model that people can cancel month by month. In my case, this would include access to all my courses and masterclasses and maybe also some live calls, but not new content promised every month just for the membership. So this is a different model. I'm thinking about it right now and I might launch something like this in the next month. And then, of course, I'll talk more about it. And that's it for today's podcast. I hope this episode has been informative and provided you with some valuable insights into the different types of digital products that you can sell. Remember, a small starter course is a great way to get started, and it's what I teach inside the Blissful Biz Launchpad. You learn how to create and sell a starter online course in just 6 weeks, even when you have a teeny tiny email list and are starting from scratch. You get all the templates, fill in the blank swipe files for your emails and sales page, Canva layouts for your workbook or slide decks and social media posts, tech tutorials, really everything you need to take action and save a ton of time. When you listen to this episode, when it comes out, you can save $300 when you sign up before midnight Wednesday, March 29th. There are also some amazing bonuses included, so check it out. Go to SusannaReiker.com/launchpad to get all the details. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm Susanna Reiker there, or Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to SusannaReiker.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereiker.com/bootcamp. That's susannereiker.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you are eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.